About 30% of airlines' operating costs are fuel. Robert W. Mann Jr. is the president of airline consulting firm R.W. Mann Incorporated, and he says airlines have simply pocketed most of the savings.
The benefits of lower fuel prices are really going to the carriers, who then decide how to distribute it. We've seen buybacks, we've seen dividend increases, and we've seen increased compensation among those.
Mann says about two-thirds of the added profits gained by low fuel prices are being kept in-house, while the other third has gone to lowering fares. But according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, adjusted for inflation, the average fare for a round-trip ticket from Indianapolis was still more than $400 in the first quarter of 2015. I'm Jordan Sharp.